From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush said that the U.S. must change its foreign policy to emphasize the promotion of democracy in the Middle East. He said today that generations of support for non-democratic Arab states in the name of stability has not made America safer. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president's speech before the Washington-based National Endowment for Democracy for the most part covered familiar ground. He talked about the growth in the number of democratic states in the last half of the 20th century and said that work must continue in the new century. He held up Afghanistan in the post-Taliban era and Iraq, now in the early stages of reconstruction, as the latest examples of progress. But he lamented the state of affairs in the Middle East, where he said democracy has not yet taken root.
Are millions of men and women and children condemned by history or culture to live in despotism? Are they alone, never to know freedom and never even to have a choice in the matter? I, for one, do not believe it. I believe every person has the ability and the right to be free.
The president singled out Syria and Iran for his strongest criticism, but made it a point to praise other nations, friends of the U.S., that he says have taken steps toward reform, including Morocco and Saudi Arabia and Egypt, despite ongoing criticism of each as a place where citizens still have limited say in their government and where women lack the same rights as men. He made it a point to praise the Islamic faith and was careful to say that Western governments should not be the model for Middle East democracy.
Representative governments in the Middle East will reflect their own cultures. They will not and should not look like us.
But then came the conclusion of the speech, and with it a departure from past policy. The president said that the U.S. has erred by not pressuring its friends in the region to give their citizens a voice. An absence of freedom, he said, has led to a rise in frustration, resentment, and violence.
60 years of Western nations excusing and accommodating the lack of freedom in the Middle East did nothing to make us safe. Because in the long run, stability cannot be purchased at the expense of liberty.
Ultimately, the president offered no specifics as to how he will go about promoting democracy in the region. His press secretary would not say whether the U.S. aid any Middle Eastern country now receives would be withheld, nor would he say whether, in the case of Iran and Syria, what other sort of action could be in the offing. Mr. Bush, however, did cast the ongoing effort in Iraq as, quote, a watershed event in the global democratic revolution. Later in the day, the president signed into law $87.5 billion to pay for continuing military and rebuilding efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.